If you're thinking you heard the passage this morning just a little while ago, you're right. I did just preach this passage, but from Matthew's gospel, I think back in January. So let me refresh your memory for you. These gospel stories of calling the disciples are really stories about our calls from God, calls to serve God by how we serve Christ with our lives. And back in January, we talked about how to recognize when God is calling you into some new way to love and serve God and to serve God's children, but also how to be open and ready and willing to accept a call from God, just like Simon and Andrew and James and John were this morning. God's call is an opportunity for us to do several things. One, leave behind one thing for the promise and hope of something better. And back in January, I challenged you to ask yourself, where is God calling you to go this year? What do you need to leave behind to go there? And what is the something better that God promises to you? Now, those are fine words, fine challenges, fine ways to think about the ways to serve God, to be in service to God. Same passage for today, but a different challenge. Now, this challenge comes out of a long-range planning event that we did back in January with an outside facilitator. And we told them that one of our goals was to grow our membership by 20% in the next 3 years. That would mean bringing in about 60 new members by 2020. A pretty tall order. Then we got down to the nuts and bolts of exactly how we were going to accomplish that. I mean, goals are great, right? But you got to accomplish them somehow. Because that's a big job, and it's going to take every one of us here to accomplish that task. It's going to take a lot of, all right, I'm going to say the word. We have a defibrillator because when you say this word in the Presbyterian Church, it can put people over the edge. It's going to take a lot of evangelism on our part. Now, that's a pretty room-clearing word for us Presbyterians, isn't it? And I can see a lot of you squirming, sort of nervous laughter. Evangelism, right? Now, before that word evangelism makes you all run for the doors and never come back, let me tell you a story. It's about fishing, right? The passage this morning was about fishing. Specifically, how I learned to, or more truthfully, did not learn how to fly fish. It's a story about fishing for fish, and it involves my friend Doug. Now, Doug was a friend from my last congregation, and I think he was a Coloradoan, lifelong fly fisherman. He and his wife lived a few blocks from me and Sharon in Albuquerque. And due to Parkinson's, his fly fishing days were rapidly coming to an end. But he decided that he would teach me how to fly fish. Now, mind you, I was not looking to learn how to fly fish, but it seemed important to him. So it was important to me to be his pupil. It would give me an opportunity to take him fishing, something he couldn't do on his own anymore. You know, it's just one of those things you do for someone else, even if it's not exactly your thing. Doug was a patient man, a very patient man. That is until he had me for a student. Now, fly fishing did not come easily to me. Anyone fly fish? I have a lot of respect for fly fishermen. I honestly and truly do. And I tried his patience every time he had a lesson. And here's how it worked. He would sit in a lawn chair at the end of his driveway and talk me through how to go about casting and doing, you know, that whole fly fishing thing you do. It's an awful lot of work to catch fish, and I don't even like fish. And sometimes I'd just get a few back and forths going, and then it would just wind up in a big tangled mess. I just couldn't get the hang of it. But we finally did have our fly fishing trip, which, as expected, did not end well. I caught nothing but some weeds along the riverbank, and wound up with waders full of water and soggy underwear for the whole trip back home. For me, learning to fish for fish was not successful. That's why I'm a pastor and not a fisherman. But I learned something much more valuable from my experience. I learned something about fishing for people. I learned that sometimes you do things that you may not like to do, and you go places that you might rather not go and be vulnerable to trying something way out of your comfort zone. Fishing for people is not always as fun as fishing for fish, but it's a lot more rewarding. So back to that dirty little word I mentioned before, evangelism. It's just another name for fishing for people. So back to that long-range planning seminar we had back in January. Dave Miller, the presenter, heard what we had to say about wanting to grow our congregation, and he probably hears that from every church that he visits, and he patiently listened to how we were rather clueless about bringing in 60 new members in 3 years. And I have to confess that somewhere in the back of my mind, I harbored the fear of having to go knocking on doors in the neighborhood. That would be evangelism with a capital E. That's not where Dave Miller went with us. He gave us a simple challenge that's nothing more than fishing for people. It's a simple plan. It's not scary. It's not awkward. It doesn't take any training. You do not have to knock on doors or make phone calls or go stand outside Walmart or anything weird and creepy like that. And best of all, anyone can do it, whether you are 2 or 99. In fact, that's exactly what I'm asking each one of you here this morning to do. I'm asking each one of you to help us make the congregation grow. Trust me, it'll be fun. It'll be more fun than fly fishing. Just like my friend Doug wanted to share with me his love for fishing, for fish, I'm asking each one of you to share your love for this church with just one person that you know. Become fishers of people, just like Jesus called his disciples to be. I'm asking each one of you to fish for just one person. If you want, you can go ahead and repeat the process. See, that's how churches grow, by word of mouth, by invitation, by members inviting people they know to come and share their church with them. So this is where you come in. This is where you help do evangelism for our church and help us grow. Challenging you today to spend some time thinking about one. That's right, just one person that you know, either casually or personally, just one person that you know, friend or neighbor, coworker, maybe even a family member. Think of that one person in your life you know whose life would be greatly benefited from having a connection with a church and hopefully to find a church family where their faith will be nurtured. Think of that one person you know that could really use a church family to give them support and love and stability in their life. Because if there is one thing this church family can do like no other church can do, is give love and support and stability to other people. Think of that one person you know who's struggling with a difficult situation or circumstance in their life right now that could use a loving and caring church family like ours. Now, once you've got that person in your mind, spend a few minutes in prayer every day. Lift up that person, their needs, their life to God, and ask for God to give you an in, to give you an opportunity, a foot in the door, to give you a chance, because that's all you'll need. Just one chance or opportunity to be able to talk to your person and share with them about your church. Put out the invite to attend a Sunday service with you. Maybe if it's less threatening, start by inviting them to one of our church events first. Pray every day that God would give you that opening with your person. You know, my friend Doug, he didn't have to teach me everything about fishing for fish. He just had to be open and willing and make me the offer to stop over and see what might come of a few lessons. Likewise, you don't need to preach the gospel to your friend. You don't need to convert your friend. You don't need to do any of that kind of thing. Let us help do those things for you. You just need to be open. You just need to be willing. You just need to be prayerful. And God will do the rest. Amen.